Thanks for staying with us here on West Kent Radio's Legal Eagle, where I'm joined by Berry and Lambert's Amanda Wilson as we discuss the separation of cohabiting couples. So Amanda, we've covered how a cohabiting couple's assets will be divided on separation, but if the division of those assets means that the party caring for the children does not have sufficient means to support them, is there anything they can do?
Well, potentially, in such circumstances, it may be possible for the party to make a claim under Schedule 1 of the 1989 Children Act for financial provision for the children. So that would be the party who is their main carer for the children. And this can be by way of a lump sum of capital, a transfer or settlement of property to provide a home for the children, or monthly maintenance payments over and above what would otherwise be payable in respect of child maintenance. If a property is transferred or settled to provide a home for the children, the property will revert to the other parent when the youngest child attains the age of 18, so it's only a short-term measure to provide a home for the children. And when deciding whether to make an order, the court will consider the needs of the party's children and the respective financial resources of each of the parties.
So is there any way a cohabiting couple can protect themselves in respect of financial matters?
Well, the best way to prevent there being a dispute in respect of a property or other assets at the end of a cohabiting relationship is to enter into a legally binding agreement at the start of it. So this can be by way of either a declaration of trust in respect of the ownership of a property or by way of a cohabitation agreement. Whereas a declaration of trust can only deal with the party's respective shares in a particular property, a cohabitation agreement can go further and can make provision in respect of other assets, for example, savings and chattels such as furniture. Both properly drafted declarations of trust and cohabitation agreements will be binding on the parties and will determine how their home or other assets should be divided if they do separate in the future. Although it's not always easy to discuss potential separation at the beginning of a relationship, entering into a legally binding agreement at the outset can save a lot of expense, uncertainty and stress in the event that the relationship does break down. So it is a very good idea and something to think carefully about.
Absolutely, something you don't want to think about, much like a prenup at the beginning of a relationship, but it seems that particularly with cohabiting couples, that is really something that they should consider. So thanks so much for joining me, Amanda.
You're welcome, thank you.
And thanks for being this month's Legal Eagle. So if you want to know more about the issues discussed, do get in touch with the friendly and approachable team at Berry & Lamberts at berryandlamberts.co.uk or visit the West Kent Radio website.